să diu vin șerășeni cu n-am dvori. Tam ne stoja u izmeloju do zori. Čerešenka štej, hoj! Čerešenka primecja, a me laja za drugimi divica. Čerešenka štej, hoj! Čerešenka primecja, a me laja za drugimi divica. Oj, hodil vin izmeloju lisočok, виплітав її з фіалок віночок. А тепер куди піду, лиш із вербели знайду, і шиї я любити не буду. А тепер куди піду, лиш із вербели знайду, і шиї я любити не буду. Сизий сокіл літає, вже три рочки, як мило їм немає. Ой, дівчино, перебач, я смівся, а де плач? Як постелиш, так ся виспиш, говорять. Ой, дівчино, перебач, я смівся, а де плач? Як постелиш, так ся виспиш, говорять. Я сміюся, а ти плач, як постелиш, так ся виспиш, говорять. Ой, дівчино, перебач, я сміюся, а ти плач, як постелиш, так ся виспиш, говорять. Як постелиш, так ся виспиш, говорять.
From Edmonton, Alberta, and from their brand new CD, self-titled, just released last month, the Euphoria Band and Čerešenka, the Cherry Tree. Vítáme vás všech drahí radiosluchači na radioprogramu Náš Holos Radio Krinského Korinia. Hovorit Pavlína, děkuji, že rýšle přibudete se mnou nastupnou hodinu. Hello there and welcome to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. I'm your host Paulette Demchuk-McCory, Pokrinske Pavlina, and I'm delighted to have you with me. We're coming to you on PCJ Radio International. We've got a great program lined up for you on Ukrainian Jewish heritage. We'll be taking a look at Dave Taras, a Ukrainian-born man who went on to become known as the Benny Goodman of Klezmer. And closer to home, an interview with Joan Brander, a Pisanka artist in Richmond, and she'll be telling us about her latest book, as well as a little bit about her art, and another project coming up very soon. So stay tuned for all of that, as well our usual proverb of the week, other items of interest, and plenty of great Ukrainian music. And we started out with quite a new release, but we're going to walk back in time a little bit to about the 70s or maybe the 80s, more likely the 70s, and a group called Chervona Ruta from Ukraine, and here they are with Chicheri.
We'll be right back. Ecco ci c'eri, ci c'eri, ci c'eri. Rascescemi cuceri, cuceri, cuceri. Rascescemi cuceri, cuceri, cuceri.
Я не тобі чесала, чесала, чесала. Як би мамка не знала, не знала, не знала. Як би мамка не знала, не знала, не знала. Мамка буде дивити, дивити, дивити. Я вся буду ганьбити, ганьбити, ганьбити. Я вся буду ганьбити, ганьбити, ганьбити. Ой, Маришко, люблю тя, люблю тя, люблю тя. Зариш мені когуття, когуття.
Все життя.
на все життя.
And from the eastern seaboard of the United States, that was Olya Chudoba Fritz from her CDs Hadai, Remember, and a song called Lubish Chine Lubish, Do You Love Me or Not? And moving north across the border back into Canada, and our next group is called Trio Lyra from Toronto, from their CD Razum, which means together. And here they are now with Tijmena Pitmanula. You deceived me.
Ти казала понеділок, підем разом по барвінок. Я прийшов, тебе нема, підманула, підвела. Ти казала у вівторок, поцілуєм разів сорок. Я прийшов, тебе нема, підманула, підвела. Ти ж мене відвела, ти ж мене молодого з ума з розуму взяла. Ти ж мене підманула, ти ж мене відвела, ти ж мене молодого з ума з розуму взяла. Ти казала у середу, підем разом по череду. Прийшов, тебе нема, підманула, підвела. Ти казала у четвер, підем разом на спацер. Я прийшов, тебе нема, підманула, підвела. Ти ж мене відманула, ти ж мене підвела. Ти ж мене молодого з ума з розуму звела. Ти ж мене відманула, ти ж мене підвела. Ти ж мене молодого з ума з розуму звела. Підем разом на вулицю, я прийшов, тебе нема, підманула, підвела. Ти казала у суботу, підем разом на роботу, я прийшов, and you weren't there, підманула, підвела. Ти ж мене підманула, ти ж мене підвела, ти ж мене молодого з ума з розуму звела. Ти ж мене підманула, ти ж мене підвела, ти ж мене молодого з ума з розуму звела. Ти казала у неї Побуляє на весіллю, я прийшов, тебе нема, підманула, підвела. Ти ж мене підманула, ти ж мене підвела, ти ж мене молодого з ума з розуму звела. Ти ж мене підманула, ти ж мене підвела, ти ж мене молодого з ума з розуму звела.
Ви слухаєте радіопередачу «Наш голос» Радіо Українського коріння по мережі PCJ Radio. Говорить Павліна. You're listening to «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio on PCJ Radio International. I'm your host, Павліна. And now for a look at Ukraine's rich Jewish heritage, then and now. Brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter based in Toronto, Ontario. Dave Terrace, The King of Klezmer, by Yale Strom, chronicles the life and work of a Ukrainian-born man who became known as the Benny Goodman of Klezmer. He was the individual most responsible for the development of a uniquely American style of Jewish klezmer music. From 1925 until his death in 1989, Dave Terrace set the standard. Well-known jazz legends such as Charlie Parker and Miles Davis studied his technique. Yale Strom is himself an accomplished klezmer musician and historian. He is credited as a pioneer in the revival of klezmer. Strom had already published several books on the genre when, by happenstance, he ran into a great-grandson of Dave Terrace in New York. That encounter inspired Strom to write a biography of the iconic musician. The book contains many touching anecdotes by family members, musical colleagues, and protégés. There is newly discovered biographical material, rare photos, the musical scores of 28 of Terrace's original klezmer tunes arranged for violin and clarinet, a glossary of Yiddish terms, a bibliography, detailed footnotes, and discography, plus a copy of a handwritten note by Terrace a few years before he passed away. Dave Terrace was born Dave Tarasyuk in 1897 in Ternivka, a shtetl in what is now modern-day Ukraine, located about 200 miles south of Kiev and 19 miles southwest of Uman, where Rabbi Nachman of Breslov is buried. Terrace was a third-generation klezmer musician. He learned his craft from his father and played at weddings for Jews and non-Jews in and around Ternivka. He even played in the Tsarist army up to World War I. That gig not only kept him out of the trenches, in the end it saved his life. When pogroms broke out, foreshadowing even worse devastation and horror to come with the Holocaust, Terrace managed to escape to the West with his wife and some family members. Sadly, many of his relatives were left behind. Those that survived endured much hardship, including deportation to Uzbekistan through Siberia and Kazakhstan. Life was hard for klezmer musicians in the USSR, and often dangerous. Meanwhile, Terrace and his wife arrived in America in 1920. He got a job working in his brother-in-law's fur shop, because at first he didn't think he was good enough to make a living as a musician in America. But within 3 years, he was supporting his growing family playing his clarinet and would go on to become the most acclaimed klezmer in the United States. During his career, he made hundreds of recordings on labels such as Columbia and RCA Victor. He frequently played for Yiddish theater, resorts, social clubs, vaudeville, and movie theaters, and of course, countless weddings and other Jewish communal events. The emergence of a new technology called radio allowed Terrace and other klezmer to reach a broader audience. By the end of the 1920s, Jewish radio programming and Yiddish music were being heard on several major radio stations in the New York area. During the harsh Depression years, Terrace worked many different venues, including in resort hotels in the Catskill Mountains. The area came to be known as the Borscht Belt because klezmer and Yiddish swing were so popular there. By the end of the 1930s, Dave Terrace had become known throughout the Yiddish theater and klezmer world as the best and most reliable clarinetist. When World War II broke out, he did another army stint. He was commissioned by the National Guard of New York to lead its military band. But the end of the war brought with it the end of the big band era and the beginning of a new American music scene. Despite that, Terrace remained one of the few musicians to still record and play actively in the niche he had carved out for himself, gigs in the American Jewish community and as a session musician, recording, radio, and teaching music. His audience was dwindling, however. The trauma of the Holocaust turned survivors and their descendants away from the painful memories and associations of their East European roots. With the birth of the new State of Israel in 1948, American Jews still in touch with their roots began to identify with a more modern Israeli culture. But in the 1970s, Dave Terrace was rediscovered by musicians and researchers Andy Statman and Walter Zev Feldman. In 1978, they organized a tour featuring Terrace and other klezmorim and Yiddish singers. The project also produced a studio recording titled Music for the Traditional Jewish Wedding. This would be Terrace's last studio effort. The tour was a huge hit with seniors who recalled the heyday of klezmer. But it also attracted a smaller crowd of young musicians who would form the nucleus of a revival of Yiddish culture. In 1984, Dave Terrace was honored by the National Endowment of the Arts with a National Heritage Fellowship. He died on February 12, 1989, in Oceanside, Nassau County, New York, leaving a daughter, a son, and seven grandchildren. His great-granddaughter Stephanie Terrace is now the keeper of the family klezmer legacy. Dave Terrace influenced several generations of klezmer musicians and will no doubt continue to influence generations to come. Dave Terrace, The King of Klezmer by Yael Strom, is available at Amazon and other booksellers. The musical excerpts you heard were all recordings by Dave Terrace. Apologies for my Yiddish pronunciation. We began and ended with Chusin Kala Mazel Tov, a traditional Jewish wedding march. Then Zefki Ich Bin Deiner Shir, a couple's set dance similar to a quadrille or square dance. Galatas, grandfather's song. Freilichs, another traditional Jewish dance. The word means happy, and this song was titled Freilichs Veseli. A Pastuch's Cholem, or a Shepherd's Dream, from his 1978 recording, Music for the Traditional Jewish Wedding. You can find the music of Dave Terrace also on Amazon and on iTunes. I'm Pavlina, producer and host of Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. Thanks for listening. Until next time, Shalom. Ukrainian Jewish Heritage is brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter, based in Toronto, Ontario. To find out more about their work, visit their website and follow them on Facebook and Twitter. Transcripts and audio files of this and earlier broadcasts of Ukrainian Jewish Heritage are available at their website, ukrainianjewishencounter.org, as well as at the Nash Holos website, www.nashholos.com. that was Yale Strom, American klezmer musician who happened to also author the book that was just reviewed, Dave Terrace, the King of Klezmer. And that song he performed for you there was Svalava Kozachuk, a Ukrainian folk dance. Joan Brander is well known in the Lower Mainland by Pesenka enthusiasts. Now, Pesenka is the Ukrainian word for those glorious, colorful Easter eggs that typify Ukrainian cultural tradition, much like pierogies and borscht typify Ukrainian cuisine. Of course, there's much more to both cuisine and culture. And also, there's much more to each of these elements when we drill down to the details. In the case of Pesenka, there is much to learn about this ancient art form dating back many thousands of years, thanks to the knowledge and techniques that were passed down countless generations. It's still being passed down thanks to Pesenka artisans like Joan Brander. She not only creates these gorgeous works of art, she's been teaching it to countless others for many years in the local area, and thanks to technology, beyond. Joan joins us now by telephone from her home in Richmond to tell us a bit about her passion for this enduring art form and her plans to continue sharing it. So thanks for joining us, Joan.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Now, we've known each other a long time, and I recall from the day I first met you that you were already an accomplished Pesenka artist and were teaching workshops in the local area. So how long exactly have you been at it?
Well, being of Ukrainian-Canadian heritage, I've always been immersed in Pesenka from a very young age. I remember the sights, sounds, and smells of writing Pesenka as a child with my baba. Then later in my teens and adulthood, I had the joy of sharing Pesenka with my parents.
And then others beyond.
Yes, beyond that, when I began teaching and doing demonstrations and just sharing my passion.
So what inspired you to begin teaching?
Well, I did many displays and demos in the community. Do you remember Eaton's? I even did a demonstration there. And at one time, I was approached by a teacher who invited me to her school. Her class was a primary grade, and they had an entire unit on eggs and chickens. I remember the teacher, the children hatching chicks in the classroom and doing a Pesenka workshop with them.
That's amazing.
It was so much fun, and the kids were just adorable. That was 1991, wow. A long time ago.
Yeah.
And ever since then, I've been giving workshops.
Wow.
And so, yeah, it's been great.
Yeah, and still doing demonstrations during Easter time, before Easter, and also, in the summertime.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it became year-round activity, pretty much.
Yeah. So, and you got online quite early in the game. I still remember coming over to your house, seeing you poring over some computer manual that would just make my eyes glaze over.
Yeah. Oh, man, that's going a long way back, Paulette. But, another catalyst was the need in the community for knowledge and supplies. And so that's when I created a website, and that was in the early 90s, so I believe I was a pioneer on the internet with a website.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was when you were reading manuals, like they were hard print.
Yeah.
They weren't online.
Exactly. It was a lot harder back then.
Yeah, so, but you had already been doing a newsletter in snail mail, right?
Yes, I did precede the internet with hard copy newsletters, which are now a collector's item because I don't do them anymore. But with the coming of the website and the well-known FAQ page,
right,
I was able to answer questions from customers and people. And that progressed to social media today with platforms like Facebook and a blog where I can answer questions directly and more quickly, too.
Yeah, so tell us, where can people find you online then?
They can find me on Facebook, Discover the Magic of Pesenka, Baba's Beeswax. And I have a blog called Baba's Beeswax. And I have a YouTube channel.
Cool. And you also have a website.
I have a family website, yes. The whole family is involved in it. And the website is www.babasbeeswax.com.
And that's if people need supplies or information, they can go there.
Yeah.
And
it's
also
the best way to contact me.
Okay. And now also, you've taken to a slightly older technology, but still very popular one, and that being books.
Yes. Yes, I've always been keen on writing.
Mm-hmm.
And the first book I published was a children's activity book. That was in the late 1990s, and I called it Pessenke on Paper.
Right.
And it was very popular, and it's now into its third printing.
Oh, congratulations. Good for
you.
Yeah,
thank you.
So it's kind of like a coloring book on steroids.
Sort of like that, yeah.
Okay. And so you went on, I know you've also written a bibliography, which is just fantastic.
Yeah, the bibliography was a unique first of its kind publication. It was launched in Washington, D.C., where it received a mark of distinction from the Library of Congress.
Cool.
And I love the play in words on the book. The name is About the Pessenke, It Is Written.
Yes.
So it's really a play on the book, the bibliography, and the fact that Pessenke are written.
Right.
And since then, I've done several articles. And my most recent is a new teaching aid that I'm very excited about.
Ah, what's that about?
Yeah, well, it's another first of its kind. Its name is My First Pessenke, Symbols My Baba Taught Me. It has over 70 hand-drawn images, and it's got symbols that are grouped into categories. It's got drawings that are very simple and uncomplicated, not like some of the images you see on the web of very intricate, elaborate Pessenke. These are just symbols, the basic symbols that are written on Pessenke. And the symbols are large on pages that can be mounted as teaching aids if teachers wish to use them in the classroom.
Oh.
So it's more than just a coloring book.
Right.
It's used for teaching and hoping it will instill a curiosity to learn more about Pessenke.
Well, yeah, you're only one person. You can only do so many workshops on your own. And you found, obviously, you've found, because you've been doing this for how many years now? Do you want to say?
Well, it's over 27. I'm
okay.
Coming up to my 30th year. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And you can, I mean, I'm sure you're eventually going to retire. And you can, again, only do so many workshops. So teachers that like the art and would be interested in sharing it can use your latest book.
Yes, absolutely. It's good for children and for teachers. You're never too old or too young to engage in the wonder of Pessenke.
Great. So how can people find this book?
Well, there are several ways they can purchase it. It's available from Amazon.com, from the website babasbeeswax.com, or from your local Ukrainian craft store.
Okay. Super. So you've done books, you've done workshops, articles, social media, and you were a pioneer getting online in the first place. And I understand that you're looking at jumping into another up-and-coming technology trend to promote this wonderful art form.
Yeah, I've got several things going on. My newest endeavor is to create a podcast. I want to capture all the fun that I've had over the years and the knowledge I've accumulated and over the past, dare I say how many decades, but it has been that long and it's time to continue sharing.
Yeah, well, that's great. So, well, you've got a YouTube channel. What do you do on the YouTube channel?
My most recent endeavor is to do some book previews.
Okay.
And I've also got some fun, whimsical stuff with my company mascot, Guy Kiska, and he likes to have some fun and poke some fun, so it's whimsical and has a bit of humor in it. So.
Okay. How can people find you on YouTube?
On YouTube, it's Baba's Beeswax is the YouTube channel.
Perfect. Okay. So tell me more about your podcast.
Yes, there's a lot of things to cover. I'll be covering the culture, the technique, the history, the tradition, and just sharing everything that I know.
Awesome. Well, and I hope that you're going to allow me to share that podcast here on Nash Holos.
Absolutely. It's one of my favorite stations and the best venue to do it at.
Well, thanks for that. I'm glad to hear that. And absolutely pleased to be working with you and helping you to bring this to Nash Holos listeners. So definitely keep me posted. And I guess people can keep tabs on you as well. I imagine you'll be letting them know. And how can people keep tabs on you and keep in touch with you?
People can get in touch with me by phone or by email, or through our social media platforms. All those platforms are listed on our website, www.babasbeeswax.com.
Okay.
So if you go to that website, you can see a link and just click on it, whatever you're comfortable with and whatever platform that you're using. Just please comment and post your comments there, and I'll be sure to answer them.
Awesome. Now, what was the name of your most recent book again?
It's called My First Pesinka, Symbols My Baba Taught Me.
Okay. And for any teachers that are listening and getting ready to get back to school, that is certainly a good thing to add to their repertoire. And they can get a copy themselves at your website, www.babasbeeswax.com. So thank you once again, Joan, for joining us. And look forward to bringing your podcast onto our radio show here at Nash Holos and sharing your incredible knowledge and skill with Nash Holos listeners. Thanks so much.
Thanks for interviewing me, Paulette, and thanks for showcasing our Ukrainian-Canadian culture on your show.
Thanks, my pleasure.
Казала в понеділок, підем разом по барвінок, я прийшов, тебе нема. Ти казала у вівторок, почілуєш разів сорок, я прийшов, тебе нема. Ти ж мене підманула, ти ж мене підвела. Сум розом звела. Ти ж мене молодо, з ума розуму звела. Ти казала у сьогодні.
pod narodu, ja prišel tebe na. Pima nula, pivala, tež mene, pima nula, tež mene, pivala, tež mene, molodo, zupara, zupara. Pimanula, pimanula, tež mene, pimanula, tež mene, pimanula, tež mene, moro, zimaro, som uzvela. Ukazala ja u kulu, jako bil tu bitrunu, ja prišel a težra. Pimanula, pimanula, tež mene, pimanula, tež mene, pimanula, tež mene, moro, zimaro, som uzvela. Tež mene moldo zumrozom uzvela, tež mene pimanula, tež mene pidvela, tež mene moldo hujlo mene zrobela.
And from Coventry, England, a very new group called the Kov Cossacks, and that was Tij Taranta. You've been listening to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, coming to you via PCJ Radio International on AM, FM, shortwave, and satellite radio. If you miss the live radio transmission of the show, you can listen to the podcast. Just go to our website and subscribe to the podcast feed, and that's www.nashholos.com. So please visit us there in between broadcasts, as well as on our Facebook page and Twitter. You'll also find a link there to our Patreon site, and I do hope you'll consider following and engaging with me there, as well as supporting the show by following our page or becoming a patron. Incidentally, you can also support the show at no cost to you through the Amazon links found at the Nash Holos website. And again, that's www.nashholos.com. I'd love to hear from you, so please send your suggestions, dedications, and requests. Your comments are always welcome. На жаль, ми вже скінчили нашу програму, пора нам прощатися на ще один тиждень, але перед тим я хочу залишити вас такими словами мудрості. Не діляться своїми думками, як вони ще в практиці не бували. And our proverb of the week translates as, don't express your ideas if you haven't tried them out yourself. And with that, we've come to the end of our program. So to wrap things up, we have the Playboy Band from Edmonton and the Woodcutter's Dance, the Arkan. I'm Pavlina. On behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos and PCJ Radio, thanks so much for listening. Until next time, до побачення.